All right, just some observations. For those of you who are very aware of germs in the world, I have washed my hands with that bacteria soap. So. And, amen, all right. And so we have three crosses here. Just, you know, there's three crosses when Jesus was crucified, and we have three crosses here, and that's just beautiful, just observing that. I love resurrection stories, and I pay attention to resurrection stories in the Scriptures. And the most obvious resurrection story in the Scripture is the one of Jesus raising Lazarus from the dead. Let's talk about this for a little bit. Lazarus was one of Jesus' friends. It is believed, scholars believe, that he was a man of means and supplied Jesus with support so that his ministry could continue. He and his two sisters, Mary and Martha, were disciples. They were not the original 12, but they were disciples nevertheless. They lived in Bethany. Bethany means house of the poor, and it also means a house of the sick, which tells us that Bethany was a place where people who were bankrupt in life financially would go live. There were resources there somehow, some way. And also people who were sick with leprosy, of other diseases, went to go live in Bethany. So Lazarus and his two sisters lived in Bethany. Bethany is 2 miles from Jerusalem. Jesus was in Jerusalem teaching. Mary and Martha send word to Jesus that their brother is deathly ill. Jesus does not leave immediately to Bethany, arrives 2 days later. And when he arrives, he's met by Mary and Martha, and they are so overwhelmed with grief that Jesus is moved to compassion. Jesus wept. And Jesus and Lazarus were friends. Jesus had compassion, and he loved Lazarus, Mary, and Martha. Yesterday at John Harold Schuessler's funeral, I was noticing how many men and women that were overcome by grief in his loss in their life. John Harold had given so much of himself and had been an example of faithfulness to God and the community. And so there is that loss that people felt. And we can understand how Jesus would feel that loss in his life, that overwhelming sense of grief in his own heart. So Jesus goes to the tomb where Lazarus is buried. And in biblical times, people buried numbers of people in a tomb. It wasn't like one grave per person, right? They buried several people in a tomb. So Jesus ordered that the stone be rolled away, at which point Jesus shouts out, "Lazarus, come out!" At this point, I'm reminded of the old black preacher who was preaching, who said that the reason Jesus said Lazarus' name is because if he had just said, "Come out," then all the people in the tomb would have come out. You know? Scary thought, right? Lazarus, come out. And like a mummy, he was bound. All right? Like a mummy, he was bound. And so Lazarus is doing this. He didn't like, oh, Jesus, thanks a lot, you know. That's not what's going on. He'd been dead 4 days. Yes. Yes. He stunk, right? He stunk. And he was wrapped, and he's doing this, you know, like a penguin, just little by little, just coming out of the tomb to Jesus. And Jesus tells the disciples to unwrap him. And they did. What a powerful resurrection story. It's a powerful resurrection story. And the wrapping of Lazarus is a metaphor for us of those things that bind us, that keep us from living abundant life. Jesus calls us out of the tombs of despair, out of the tombs of anger, out of the tombs of resentment, out of the tombs of failure, and the feelings that we have that bind us, that keep us from living life abundantly. I collected a resurrection story that I'm going to share with you. It's just so powerful. When I was in Laredo, I pastored a church there for 8 years, and there was a gentleman who was a graduate from the Citadel and flew jets in Vietnam and married a local girl in Laredo and became a rancher. He and his bride, I'm going to call him Bob. I'm not going to call him by his real name. I'm going to call him Bob. And so Bob and his beloved wife, Mary, right, had two sons and a daughter. Very successful in life. And one day, his son, who was 15 years old, and his best friend, 16 years old, went hog hunting. And they were in a deer blind, and a pig came out. And his friend shot the pig, and it went down. Bob's son, the 15-year-old, went to go check on the pig. And so when he approached the pig got up. At which point, the 16-year-old shot to protect his friend. And accidentally shot his friend. He was there alive to the hospital in San Antonio, Bamsey. He lived for 5 days and he died. The 16-year-old wanted to commit suicide. He was on suicide watch. Bob did this. Every morning, he went to that young man's home and knocked on the door and said, "Son, it was an accident. It's okay. It's going to be all right. I'm checking on you. I want to let you know I love you. It's going to be okay." For a little more than a year after his friend died, Bob knocked on that door religiously. Bob couldn't have done that by himself. Bob is a faithful United Methodist who reads his upper room every morning. He prays every day. And he's a faithful disciple of Jesus Christ in Laredo, Texas. I know that we believe in Jesus and we call upon the name of Jesus when we get an ingrown toenail, a toothache, or our back hurts, or a headache, when things aren't working well in our life, right? But Jesus didn't just die for that. Jesus didn't die for my bad lower back. Jesus died for the forgiveness of sins and to give us a hope and power in the world that we may be able to overcome evil and death and destruction, hopelessness and despair. So this morning, I know that everybody here has a resurrection story or a story that can turn into a resurrection story. We can't do this by ourselves. It is only through the power of God's Holy Spirit that is able to resurrect us and others into eternal life, to help us to unbind ourselves that we may live life abundantly, that we may live life fruitfully. Today is Resurrection Sunday. It's a day of giving thanks to God for God's awesome power that took Jesus from the grave and takes us as well from wherever grave we find ourselves, that we may be living witnesses to God's power in our life and in the world. May it be so for you this day as you celebrate the resurrected power of Jesus Christ. In the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, amen.